Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hello.
The Gates of Hell.
Yeah.
Sounds intriguing, right?
Yeah.
What about a castle built on top to protect us from that gate?
That's crazy.
Sounds pretty cool.
It's called the Huska Castle. Sounds weird, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Let's talk about it. Hey, welcome to Paranormal Punchers. I'm Mark.
I'm Dave.
I'm Nash.
And I'm Alicia.
And on this episode, we are going to talk about the Huska Castle. So, do you guys know about the Huska Castle?
I do.
Nice. Anybody want to kick off the history lesson for everybody?
So, well, I heard about this on a kid's show, which after investigating it, I realized this really shouldn't have been on a kid's show. But the way it was presented on the kid show was that there was a castle that was set up that wasn't really like any other castle. There was no living quarters. There was no dining. There was no anything set up as a castle normally would be. It was just built on top of this big hole. And that's all they presented on the kid show. I mean, that's how I learned about this, which got me interested into looking into it. And it's really kind of freaky the further you get into it.
Yeah, so... It was built in the 13th century, located in the Czech Republic, in the forest of North Prague. It's called Huska Castle. And like you said, it's very strange because there's no strategic battle location to this castle. No functioning outside fortification of this castle. As you mentioned, inside is just BS.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, the outside looks like there's all these great windows. They're phony windows.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So it comes down to the legend that this castle was built over this giant hole that they said was a gate or a gateway.
Gateway to hell.
Or portal to hell. So, okay. Let's take it back to the 13th century.
Right.
Okay. There's this giant hole in the ground. And at night, maybe you go outside of your cottage. You know, catch a smoke. I don't know what you do there. And you see these winged creatures, half man, half animal, coming up out of this hole. All right? That's enough to alarm you a little bit.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, that's what the villagers back in the day claimed they saw.
Oh, no, not again.
Damn winged creatures.
Oh, it's the hole. Things are coming out of that hole again.
And there was also reports of, like, demonic activity in the area.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously they were blaming it on these demons coming up out of the pit at night causing shenanigans. So finally, the Bohemian rulers decided to seal up this gateway.
Yep.
Now, really something kind of fun and interesting is before they sealed it up, they had to just take a peek.
This is where it starts to get really weird. Like, so the way I heard it is that the local king, lord, whatever, took everyone who was on death row in the prisons and offered them full pardons if they would get lowered into the pit to describe what was down there. The very first guy that went down there, as they lowered him in, within a few seconds, he started screaming uncontrollably. When they pulled him back out, all of a sudden he had aged 20 or 30 years mm-hmm. in a few seconds. His hair was bleach white. And he was raving mad, so they committed him to an asylum where he died a few days later. No one else went down into the hole.
Wow.
Holy moly.
That's nuts.
Kind of, yeah. That alone gives me chills.
Uh-huh.
Was he the only one, I wonder? Or someone else was like, ah, that guy's a sissy. Let me try. Because I'm on death row. I'll do anything
to
get
out
of here.
From the story I read, that was the only one. But it... Mm. You know, somebody else could have gone down and they didn't record what actually happened to him.
So, you know, one of my questions is, so they had enough of this portal, this gateway to hell and the demons and everything. And they were freaked out by the dude that aged 30 years. So they start covering up this hole. Now, but, I mean, number one, I don't think you could do it fast enough. At night,
mm-hmm.
you know, you would still have to close up the construction site for the
right.
evening and go home. So, I mean, the demon, why wouldn't they just come out and just... F up the construction site.
Right.
So you got like half a floor built or something. The demons come up and just wreck it. You come back the next day. You're like, really?
I mean, well, the going theory that I had found was that the demons were on the Planning and Zoning Commission back in the day. No, so that's why they never came out and wrecked the castle.
That's too funny.
See, I would be of the opinion, okay, we finally decided we're going to do something about this big hole in the ground. We're not going to rest. This thing is getting covered over as right. long as it takes. And we're going to have like a whole regiment of soldiers here so that when things start coming up and attacking the workers, we're going to be protected.
Yeah, well, if they had all the prisoners, like, see what happened to that guy?
Yeah.
If you don't want to happen to you, work all night.
Yep.
We're going to get this done.
Yeah, so like if I was the foreman there and I had seen these creatures come out, I'd be like, you're not going home for the night. There's no going home. We're not shutting this down. We're building a floor for this castle.
Now, now we flash forward to 2017. Quickly, I want to go also back in time to another period, but I want to talk about, the villagers of the day. They were seeing all kinds of strange shit. Well, people were still reporting really weird stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we have and this one's a trip. Some people reported seeing a giant bulldog frog human.
Yep.
I didn't hear about this one.
I didn't hear about that either.
I know. I mean, that's a hell of a combination, a bulldog, frog, human.
Yep.
So, I mean, I'm not saying that the guy who saw that was drinking.
But he that's probably a heck, was drinking.
That's a heck of a, like, yeah.
That's some nice meat he had at the time.
Other people reported seeing a headless horse running around with blood gushing out of its neck. That'd be terrifying.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Now, other reports... People said it was a headless man running around with blood gushing.
Okay.
I think the horse would be more terrifying. Both would be terrifying. And now this one's pretty strange. Nope, not that one. I'm looking at a different bullet point here. Oh, there's also people have seen a woman in an old dress who is frequently seen peeking out around the top floors, by the windows, top floor windows. But this is when you go inside for tours.
Okay.
Because, a castle covering the gateway to hell is obviously a place to make money and have tours come through stuff like that.
Yeah.
You guys, any other reports about the strange paranormal sightings?
Yeah. I found that some guests have claimed to see a line of people chained together walking towards the castle, and each person along the chain has a horrific injury.
Ooh.
Some of the people are said to be carrying their heads or other body parts. And then there's also like a giant black dog is said to be attacking and biting the people along the chain. And they usually last about a couple minutes. But
heading towards the castle.
Heading towards the castle.
Like so they would be heading towards the pit of hell.
Yes.
And let's not forget about the mad monk.
Oh, I didn't hear about the mad monk. Tell me about it.
There's a mad monk. He's just wearing simple monk robes. And if you spot him, he's got this giant ghostly like battle axe, and he's said to attack people with a battle axe.
What?
It just freaked out a bunch of people, but that was one of the main reasons, because they felt something was attacking them, for them to be running out of the castle screaming in horror, is because this mad monk's coming at him with a giant battle axe.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay. Well, we'll flash backwards to the 1930s, when those Nazis.
Those crazy Nazis.
Nazis.
Just when you think it can't get any weirder.
A Nazi show up.
Yep.
So they moved into the castle to do experiments on dimensional travel.
Yep.
I mean, I say that like a question because I'm like, really, guys? Dimensional travel.
There was big science back back in the day. They were working on a lot of big into the occult. They were just trying to figure it out.
Didn't Hitler have squads of people all over the world looking for certain artifacts?
Yeah.
So apparently they were chilling at the Huska Castle. I don't know. There's no reports on any, how successful these experiments were.
Right.
I'd be really interested.
Sasquatch.
Now, though, there are theories that Hitler is alive in a subterranean base at Antarctica.
Yeah.
Possibly did he use
the portal?
The portal? The dimensional travel to escape? There's a really fun movie about Nazis on the moon.
Yeah.
That's it was called Iron Sky.
That's right.
And Iron Sky 2 is coming out, and there's a subterranean Nazi base. And it's hysterical. So they also found Nazi skeleton remains that looked like they were killed executional style. So not sure what happened there. Maybe they failed.
Maybe they
their mission
out
to open up the dimensional portal.
You chose poorly.
What I came across is that they were experimenting, and they were doing inhuman experiments to build the perfect species, the master race. They were actually trying to bioengineer it there.
Oh, wow.
Like a super soldier.
Yeah, they were trying to breed super soldiers and trying to make the...
At Huska Castle?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
Did they think they could draw power from the gateway?
I don't know.
To power up their super soldier machine?
Turned them on, and that's led to the breeding. Who knows?
Right.
I found was that, according to legends, they wanted to use the castle to harness the powers of hell from themselves.
There you go.
Yeah.
Now, okay, if they wanted to harness the power of hell, because within the Huska Castle, the chapel is like, that's what's built over the hole.
Yes.
You know, I'm assuming they want to use a little power of God to hold back.
Yep.
Well, how comes no one ever chopped the floor up?
This is one of the big disappointments in everything that I've been reading, is that nobody's actually uncovered the hole to see what, you know, modern times sent a camera or something down there. Nothing of that's happened. Like, it's still just covered over. I want to know what this hole is like. You know,
we could send a GoPro down that
thing. Oh, yeah. Like, I mean,
do you really want to open it up, though, if it actually is a portal to hell?
What's the worst that could happen?
excuse me, hello. We're going to send this probe down in there.
Please don't come out and attack me.
You could probably drill a small hole, lower it down there.
Yeah, maybe
that's
put
all
it on
they
a drone.
Need, though.
Yeah, put it on a little drone. And
It's not like
demons or
much.
Contortionists and could come out of a small hole or anything.
Well, maybe they can come out as mist.
Right.
Or maybe they jump into your body.
But I am still a fan of the theory that the human race, when given a ultimate foe to fight against, will come together, so that by unlocking this, we'll either find out what's at the bottom of the hole, or we'll unite the human race. So I'm all for it.
I don't know if that'll happen.
So you think demons coming out of this hole will unite us?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that'll happen.
It's very bad.
We don't have time to kill each other if there's something else killing us. So.
Go ahead.
No, again, I was just thinking, like, so that means the Nazis they were a bunch of assholes.
Well, yeah.
But they were too scared to open up the hole. And really, unless they covered back up.
Maybe.
Yeah. I mean, you'd have to run part of your device down there to absorb the energy.
Right. And it'd be kind of funny if you were looking for interdimensional gates, and you wouldn't actually open the floor that gets you to the interdimensional
They just need to open the portal part of
right
now. Obviously, if there is a hell, it's not in the center of the earth. It's ridiculous. But what if that is like a black hole? So you jump in there, it is like a dimensional portal to
wormhole,
whatever realm, like wormhole, wherever hell is. And hell could be on a planet for all we know. I don't know shit. Just making up theories. But it'd be more likely, if there is something there that actually wouldn't lead to the center of our molten lava planet.
Yeah.
It could be, you know, it would essentially really be like a black hole or something, that a wormhole. That's just possible, right?
Yeah.
Well, I guess a black hole we'd all collapse in on that.
Yeah.
What about a wormhole? They use that shit in Star Trek all the time.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I had no words.
So you're scratching that theory off the books. Okay.
I'm not scratching anything off until we rip up the floor of this place and take a look.
I mean, it would cost a lot of money. Maybe we could start a Kickstarter. I want to lower a GoPro into the hole.
Yeah.
Well, I think I read online also that this is the best castle from that time. Like, it's the best, most...
It's very well preserved.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I'm sorry. The best preserved castle from that time. So I don't know if anybody's going to let you do that anyway, but...
Well, all I know is that with the way they built this, they were trying to keep things from getting out. All the fortifications point in, all of the you know, things are designed to keep things from getting out. So if we storm this castle, there's a pretty good chance we can take it in. Over.
Yeah.
Maybe we can't get out.
I'm okay with a one-way trip.
I don't know about that.
No, thank you. I'll stay here. Thanks.
Now, what other strange things? Now, I know, you know, well, we discussed that weird line, the bullfrog dog demon human guy, which definitely would make a pretty terrifying horror movie, right? That'd be a heck of a lot of practical effects to make that costume.
Mm-hmm.
But if a bulldog frog human came running at you in the dark, you'd shriek.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Now, one of the things that I had come across was that in the main chapel area, in the main, you looked at the images of it, and it had the pulpit in the very center, kind of off of the center. The walls, on the walls, are painted with scenes of dragons being slain. So whoever painted those thought the dragons of hell. Okay? And one of the things that I came across, they said the walls were covered with dragons being slain in paintings, and they're always wet. The walls are always
wet.
Ooh.
I didn't read that.
Well, it could just be
goosebumps.
They might just need a dehumidifier.
Well, that could be it. Yeah. That could be it. That could be it.
Yeah.
But is there electric in the castle?
Well, if you think it's stones, I mean, if it's water coming over stones, stones are porous. Yeah. They would absorb some of that water. So how are stone walls always wet?
Hmm.
Now, the only one that I know of is coming home along the river, there's a little house, and they're tucked into a cliff, and the stone wall is always wet because there's a crack in there where the water comes through.
It's the tears of the demons because they can't get out to party.
Could be. It could be a physical manifestation of the demonic power.
Hmm. And there's a lot of weird, and you said there's a lot of weird paintings on the wall.
Yep.
That depict these kind of winged creatures.
Yeah, yeah. Dragons, demonic dragons, all being slain by, I guess, human men. They're all across, all around the wall.
Do you think it's like a warning? So if one would could come be. Through, they could see, like, all these paintings and be like, damn.
Slash history lesson of what has happened in the past and why it got sealed in
you
the first
You sure
place?
You want to come out here and mess around? Because we seem to be kicking your ass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe that's a little warning.
Yeah.
To these winged demons. I mean, I don't know if demons would give a shit, but
I don't know. We're pretty.
Hey, it's keeping them at bay.
Yeah. You know, and it didn't say it specifically, but something I came across again with it wasn't designed to keep people out. It was designed to keep people in, and so I thought, okay, so it has a lot of evil. It's meant to draw things in. So I thought, well, what if the hole is not so much a portal to hell? What if it's more like current day, like the Ghostbusters collecting ghosts, you know, where it was a storage device, where it's actually like a magnetic bringing ghosts and evil from the world into it to go to be sucked down. So maybe it's not a bad thing. Maybe it's a good thing attracting the evil in the world, bringing down into the portal to gate to hell to be swept away.
Well, that's the I trap. Like that Where's theory. The storage unit?
Down south.
In North Carolina?
That's right. That's exactly right.
Oh, shit. Yeah, maybe it is.
I don't know. Because it's not designed to keep people out.
Right.
It's designed to keep stuff in. And people go there as to see it. People hear these things. It brings it. It
now,
attracts.
You can get in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. Wonder who this monk is. I'm still curious about that.
Yeah.
But was he brought there because he had an evil streak and it drove him crazy and he killed some people with his axe and now he's there forever as a guardian for it? Or who knows? Mm. Who knows?
Now, this isn't the only gateway. So people claim there's gateways to hell here in North America, all over the world, actually.
Yeah.
So do these portals interconnect?
Like you
found some stuff where we have a gateway to hell, possibly, 20 minutes down the road,
20 minutes away, and beautiful, beautiful Helen, Pennsylvania. So what I found is I found this list. It was 13 places on earth people believe were entrances to hell, and so I'm kind of there's one in Fendu, China. There's some in some volcanoes and. Let's see. This is great podcast hearing me flip.
I know. I'm just like, I'm letting it happen. I feel like the listeners, they could hear the paper.
Yeah.
They get it.
They get it.
Yeah, hear that sound effect.
That's right. That's the sound
looking up
effect.
Notes.
Yes, yes. Huska Castle's right there. And one of the things also that I found out about Huska Castle before we jump away mm-hmm. is that it was built on a sandstone mountain. Ooh. Sandstone erodes with water very easily.
Yep.
So the actual hole itself could have been purposefully created by whatever as an attraction to the gates of to hell itself.
All right.
Why? Because it's on sandstone?
Who knows?
You lost me.
Magnetic properties? Who knows? Who?
If it erodes easily, yet this castle has been standing since the 13th century
and
it
is
looks
always
in good
wet.
Shape. It's always wet.
And it's always wet. That says to me there's something supernatural going on. Some sort of a protective.
Oh, I was going to say, like in a good way. Like some type of massive blessing is keeping this castle moist. And protective.
You had to go there.
Wait, I didn't go. You're the one who thought it was something wrong. No. Huska Castle.
I'm not
going to
put those things, say, those puzzle pieces together. There's a hole. That I'm not going to, you know.
You guys are just dirty-minded. Yeah. I didn't mean that at all. I was not trying to connect any dots.
I'm sorry, you can't use the word moist without it not going there.
I know.
So yeah, the quote that I came across, Hellam Township was founded in 1739, a pleasant little backwater in the corner of York, Pennsylvania. It boasts rich forestry, lakes, wildlife, and waterfalls. Although residents are somewhat less thrilled by the presence of an alleged hellgate in the township.
Oh boy!
Yeah.
They need to build a castle on top of it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right. And it didn't have the image, but
talk
it looks,
to the borough supervisors.
It looks, and actually, the ceiling over of the Gate of Hell is exactly the same design, or not exactly, but pretty close to the flooring of Huska Castle.
Now, what if we lower the GoPro at Huska Castle?
Hmm.
And all of a sudden, it's in Hellam. Yeah.
Ooh, that would be weird.
And then, if we want to go to the Czech Republic, we just like jump on in.
Yeah.
Like a giant
we
slip
save
and slide
on airfare.
Of hell.
Yeah. Like if you come out on the other side, okay, I guess that's a good thing.
There's water flowing through the hole. It's wahoo.
We could do some tests. If the camera comes out of the other side in York, we could throw a couple, inanimate objects down. If they come through safe, then we start testing on on cats, because you know how much I love cats. If the cats come out on the other side looking good, then maybe we could jump in.
Well, I think cats get a free pass through any gates.
That's what I was going to say. Because aren't cats like halfway there anyway?
Uh-huh.
And I'm just joking. I would not
for the
toss
record,
a
I
cat
love cats.
Into a pit of hell. There's a lot of humans I would test first.
Yeah.
Now, is there anything else before we have a break and come back with final thoughts? That's a yes.
No, I just had some other sightings and weird things that happened as well. And it's just a few things I want to talk about. But a lot of people hear a chorus of screams. And if you listen carefully to the lower floors at night, you can hear the scratching. And they think it's
something
the winged creatures trying to get out. They claw their way to the surface.
Yeah, what is the wood of the floor blessed with? Because if they're just scratching, like you think by now. They could have already. They could have already got out. They could have effed up the wood.
If that fool from Shawshank can get through that wall with a spoon, they could get.
Yeah, after how many centuries? I think they could have got. Maybe it's some serious protection spells on that sucker.
But now you said wood. I thought, everything I read, I haven't actually heard anything described of the materials. But I always assumed this was stone.
I didn't see anything about wood. But,
all right, well, maybe I'm making that up. I thought the chapel would have had a wood floor.
It would have to be made on a subfloor. The subfloor would be made of wood.
Okay.
Hmm.
Interesting.
So, they still have to eventually go through the wood. So, just saying.
I also saw that some dogs act really strangely in the courtyard or whatever, but that's pretty much it. But
okay.
So, I don't know. Dogs tend to, they sense things. Mm-hmm. So. Mm-hmm.
Well, speaking of sense, I could sense it's time for a break.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then we'll come back with final thoughts.
Sounds good.
Fueled by tacos, beer, and Bloody Marys, the only show featuring baby Jesus with a nail gun, the pride of PA and the show with the eye of the tiger, ladies and gentlemen, Punch Farm.
Hey, this is Mark from Punch Farm. I'm here with Mark Dose.
Hello.
I'm here with Alicia.
Hello.
I'm here with Nikki.
Hey.
Join us every Monday as we talk about life, tacos, beer, and movies. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Play, and punchfarm.com.
Keep on punching it!
Hey, welcome back. Okay, so the gate to hell, many gates of hell all over the place. Huska mm-hmm. Castle could be the main gate, not sure. Yep. We might never know because no one's willing to lower a GoPro. I am. Give me the money, whoever's listening, and I will venture to Huska Castle, drill a hole. And then apparently it's not just a wood floor. We got also jackhammer and chisel. I think we could do it.
Right.
So what if you dig? Can we dig a hole in the outside of the castle and kind of dig and then
dig at an angle?
And dig at an angle. Like and a, then, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's sandstone. You can do all that with sandstone.
Yes. Well, I'm really willing to try. Wasn't you guys with me?
Wasn't that sort of the point of There Will Be Blood, just with oil instead? Dig at an angle to steal somebody else's.
Oh. You know what? I don't think I ever saw the movie. Okay. But.
Well, I don't want to steal their demons. I just want to see where the pit goes. So, yeah. Interesting. Mm-hmm. I know nowadays it is a tourist attraction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People go there, hang mm-hmm. out, and that's where we get these weird reports of people saying things. I
totally want to go.
Me too.
You know, I asked my friend, she lives over in Germany, and I was like, have you ever been here? Because I know she's been to Prague and she's been to some other places. And she's like, no, but now I feel like I need to go. So, hey, stay tuned. She might go.
Ghost Hunters International, they did a whole investigation there. You can find that on YouTube right now. There's the whole episode. I didn't watch the whole thing, but I assume some strange shit went down. They had a guy that was walking through and talked about how his dogs were freaking out.
Yeah.
So he loaned one of his pit bulls to the crew that night. Hmm. And then he left, which seems weird to me. I don't think I'd leave my dog with some strangers.
No.
So because you don't want to come back next morning and have a lawsuit because, yeah, your dog, you know,
it
mauled.
Bit me, yeah.
Yeah. Just saying. Like, I feel like you need to stick around if you're going to loan somebody your dog.
Anything is going to go crazy on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
it's a liability issue.
Yeah,
there.
The dog's getting spooked by ghosts. You don't want to, like, turn around and be, like, terrified and just bite the crap out of you. Other than that, no one's taken this concept that I could find and made, like, a cool movie out of it.
I know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So.
Although the whole Nazi aspect, I mean, this really plays into, like, all of the fictional representations of Nazis doing random experiments. This
they
is,
should do like a period pick. You know what I mean?
Period right. pick.
Period pick.
Pick that up.
Like, I totally envision this like from the Marvel universe, the Hydra, like Captain America. You know, mm-hmm. I see this, like, every time I see Red Skull in his castle, like, this is where they are and
right.
doing this.
In Red Skull is hanging out in the Huska castle.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's awesome.
I like that.
I think there was a movie where they tried to reference him. It was a Johnny Depp movie where he was a book dealer dealing with hell.
Yeah. And there was Seventh Gate.
Something like that.
Yeah, you're close. Yeah.
And there was a ritual at the very end that took place in a castle. And the castle, when you saw it, was just the walls and the battlements, and there was nothing else there. And it mm-hmm. took place in one of the battlements in the corners is where this ritual went. I think that
you
was...
You think it was the Huska?
I don't know, but I think that was the reference to the Huska.
Yeah, okay. I have to look that up. I know in the movie, the first episode of Paranormal Punches we did, the mm-hmm. Dyatlov yep. Pass, and I referenced that movie where they used that as a basis, but towards the end of the movie, they discover where the Nazis were trying to do some dimensional
right.
travel mm-hmm. with some ore metal they found. So again, okay. So maybe that whole concept mm-hmm. has been used in other stuff too.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, hey, I think it's really interesting. I couldn't find too much more than what we discussed mm-hmm. on it. I feel like it's a place you got to go
yeah.
and experience for yourself.
Yep. Yeah.
That's a long way away
yeah.
As far as riding in a plane to get there, but it's intriguing.
Yeah.
I dig it.
Yeah, I want to visit this. This is on my bucket list now.
Nice.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, if we ever go visit Aaron, I feel like we're going to have to go. We're going to have to go visit this place. Mm-hmm. But.
Okay. Well, with that said, guys, that was a fun topic to discuss. Yeah. Now, last episode, we talked about the immortal Bigfoot. Mm-hmm. And I got a couple things that came out of that. Let's see. friend of the show, listener of the show, the Wriggler. He shot me a story. It's his dad's story, but this is what his dad. Here, just let me read the text he sent me.
Okay.
My father was driving down a road in upstate New York and saw two Bigfoot crossing the road up ahead with a pole of some sort between them. Like they were carrying something. They crossed the road in two strides, so it wasn't human. Also, at least they were about 7 foot tall. Disappeared so quick that he couldn't get a second look. So, why would they be carrying this pole between the two of them? Did they have, like, you know how when you, you ever see like movies where cannibals capture a human?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, how about when the Ewoks had Han Solo tied up? They right. had him on that. Up. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, like I said, I think the Bigfoot are probably vegan. Maybe. I don't know. But what would they be carrying on a big pole across there? I mean, unless they were gathering some big poles, they're having some Olympic contest.
Right. And, you know,
just getting.
They're going to do a
javelin. Make some javelins out
the
of it.
The Sasquatch pole vault contest.
Now, that definitely would unnerve me if I saw two Bigfoot crossing the road. I don't know.
Yeah.
He couldn't see what was on this pole, but that's perplexing.
That is perplexing.
Why those two would be carrying a pole
yeah.
across there. Unless they had, obviously they had to have something tied to it.
Mm hmm.
Yeah.
That's weird.
That is super weird.
Super weird.
I'm thinking a visual image of Andy and Opie as Sasquatches with the fishing poles.
Yeah.
Yeah, walking to the fishing pond, you know. That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, that's okay. Yeah, like I said. Well, maybe they're pescatarians, you know, they eat fish too.
Right.
Now, Bigfoot followed us on Twitter.
Yep.
he did call us out on a couple things here. I'd like to read these. First, you know, we talked. I had that question. Do you think Bigfoot parties? Well, his response, do we party? We most definitely party. We are the original party animals. Hashtag party animals. The term was coined for us. And then hashtag forest blowout tonight at Harry's. And he also said, I understand the stinky beast comment. I even resemble that remark, but humans smell too. You just don't realize how bad. Wow. Hashtag to high heaven. So Bigfoot called us out on a couple of things we said about
him.
That is tweeting Bigfoot. Look him up on Twitter. Fun person.
Yeah.
I think
maybe it, what if it is Bigfoot? I thought that was pretty entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see. Oh, and if you guys remember, I was trying to reference the name. You were talking about a 3 foot kind of hairy Bigfoot. But
yes,
3 foot one. Apparently, that's really big in Columbia, Pennsylvania, and it's called the Albatwitch.
Gotcha.
Not the
Alabat Witch.
God, yeah. I was way wrong. Now, I know this because I ran into author Timothy Renner at the Harrisburg Comic Con and talked to him a little bit, told him about the podcast, and I asked him how do you pronounce it, and he corrected me. And he also agreed to be on the show.
Yeah.
Cool. Awesome.
I'm looking forward to that.
Awesome.
He wrote the Seven Gates book. What's it called? Beyond the Seventh Gate.
Yeah.
And he also wrote Bigfoot in Pennsylvania,
mm-hmm.
So which I picked up at the con.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like a really cool dude with a lot of strange stories to tell. Cannot wait to talk to him.
Yeah.
And he also tipped us off on the Albatwitch Festival in October, which he wants us to, he's telling us to get a booth. And maybe we could do a podcast.
Yeah,
that'd be cool.
Fantastic.
That'd be really cool.
Mm-hmm.
So there's so much to talk about when it comes to Bigfoot that we could do many more episodes on it. Because even after I picked up his book, there's so much more intriguing stuff just in our own hometown.
Mm-hmm.
But that was really cool. So, guys, anything else before we check out?
Nope.
No, I think we're good.
I think we're ready for a field trip.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm talking with the owners at Funk. Talking about recording an episode in their very spooky basement.
Mm-hmm.
Because our pals Ryan and Norm record their own podcast sometimes down there, depending on their schedules. And sometimes Ryan hears some weird stuff on the recordings when he's trying to edit it.
Nice.
So we might do something there, and it'd be really awesome to do like a ghost hunt with you guys. There's plenty of weird stuff in Pennsylvania.
Yep.
Totally.
Yep. All over the place.
All that and more coming up, everybody. So, hey, thanks for listening. Remember, find out more at ParanormalPunchers.com. Interact at ParanormalPunchers@gmail.com. Hit us up on Twitter at P-Punchers.
P-Punchers.
Speaking of being called out on Twitter.
Yeah.
somebody made a little comment on this in reference to what Bigfoot was saying. He made a comment that Bigfoot might be overcompensating because he was complaining about, do we party? And but the guy also made a reference to pee punchers. Oh, I thought it was pussy punchers.
Yeah.
So, hey, we know it's not the best Twitter handle.
I know.
But you know what? Now we're sticking with it.
Yeah, we're just going to stick with it, all right?
Pee punchers.
We're going to own it. All right.
Honestly, just go to Twitter and type in Paranormal Punchers in the search and we'll come up. Yep. Anyway, hey, thanks for listening. And like we say, if it's not weird, it's not worth checking out.